This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's squirted out to Larkin and back to his good buddy Wierenski. Right on net. Rebound Matthews. Trying to pass. They score! Jake Sanderson!
Only downside to having that game in Boston is hearing the...
Yeah, the terrible, terrible goal horn.
Awful goal horn. What was, 4 out of 10.
Trying to... Oh, not even 4. I'd say -3. I have no idea. Just it sounds like a vomit horn. Oh,
but that was a huge goal there. That gets it to 2-1 for Team USA. Jake Sanderson, which it was very funny. Like, I would imagine, like, imagine being an Ottawa Senators fan, seeing two of your top guys scoring the goals for Team USA, which is against the country that you're cheering for that night.
Yeah, I know.
It's a little tough. Like, I want to be cool with it, but at the same time, my country is now losing.
Yeah, I feel like the duality of sport,
it plays
a lot into it.
It's genuinely fun there. Derek Kramer, Joe Kelly here with you as we are live at Batavia Downs Gaming for the 2025 Legends and Stars Sports Collectors Expo show out here at Batavia Downs. It's today and tomorrow. And we've got plenty of big names here today. Brian Trottier and Chris Chelios at the autograph desk right now, by the way. Doug Gilmore coming up at noon at the autograph table. Chad Michael Murray will be here from 12 to 3, by the way.
He will.
He's pretty much the whole day.
Yes.
Actor on One Tree Hill, Gilmore Girls, appears in a couple of films, everything like that. And big-time Bills guy.
Oh, yeah. Big-time Buffalonian.
Big-time Buffalonian, as Chad Michael Murray likes to represent. And then after that, though, starting around, it looks like 12:30, Frank Reich will be here. And then we got a nice little Bills run. Kyle Williams will be in at 1 o'clock. London Fletcher at 1:30. Steve Christie at 2. Cowboys great Drew Pearson at 2 o'clock as well. And then Billy Smith, the former Islanders netminder, at 2:30.
Lots of, I mean, we were talking with Ryan in the last segment. Every hockey player is in the Hall of Fame.
Every hockey player that is here today is a Hockey Hall of Famer.
Which is, you know, you're for the price of the event, everything with the signing, right? Like, it's all reasonable for Hall of Famers. So, come on. Like, can't really argue any of it.
Admission, $10. Kids, 12 and under, are free. And any paid admission also receives $10 in free play. On the
I had
the
to walk
floor.
In with my shoes on my knees. You know what I'm talking about?
What?
Yeah. I had to, like, kneel down and waddle in like I was 12 and under. So I didn't have to pay the cover fee. Sorry, that went over the head right away.
I just got here early enough that, I also had all the equipment.
Yeah.
So I didn't look like I was someone that was just here for a show.
I showed up with a backpack. Yeah.
You were just walking in with a backpack. I'm walking in with all the equipment, the banners, everything like that. So I didn't get asked many questions.
But
also because I was like, hi, is Ryan here? I need help. Where am I going?
Yeah.
And well, we're over here in the autograph room, so we're not out at the expo floor. Ryan had said there's 70 tables out there with plenty of
collectibles
out there. That, again, my favorite's the replica rings. I think that that's a nice little, it's a nice little gift that you can get someone, and it's not breaking the bank.
Yeah.
So that's my favorite thing. 803-0550 is the number to call, 1-888-552-550, as we get back into business here. And the Four Nations Tournament, it was a fantastic way to put hockey on the national scope, and the ratings crushed it. That was something that I was very delighted to see.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe you could take advantage of this. By the way, 9.3 million viewers on ESPN. 9.3.
You can't argue
highest
with that.
Higher than any NHL game ever on ESPN.
Well, I mean, it's not surprising to me because the way ESPN treated the NHL prior to this was Stephen A. Smith saying, the only thing I know about hockey is the puck is black.
Yeah.
So it doesn't surprise me because PK Subban is really the biggest voice for the NHL they
exactly.
have, right? So it's like, this is really
he got fiery this past weekend.
As he should. Look at the sport right now versus before this happened.
Oh, it's
it
so
is
much
the
better.
Central talking point.
It is the central talking point right now on ESPN. In addition, concurrently, it's how the NBA All-Star Game was kind of a mess. Taking advantage of this momentum for the league is going to be a big deal. And how do you do that? I think there's one way that it will happen.
Mm-hmm.
And it was something that happened before the Four Nations Tournament. The trade of a big name.
Yep.
The Mikko Rantanen trade kind of ruffled a lot of feathers of like, oh my God, hang on. He's on the move and Nate just went the other way. Okay. Taylor Hall, he's not the same guy that he was, but he's another name that got thrown into this thing. All right. Sick. Big deals. And having a second de facto trade deadline added into your season is always going to help you out.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
That's going to be something that I want to keep my eye on is what kind of trademark do we get coming into the NHL trade deadline, which is going to be next month.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be interesting. And, you know, we hear, well, we hear ourselves and others talk about what can really save Kevin Adams' skin in a way, right?
Is getting a big trade, getting something set up.
And them not – the deadline is approaching. We said maybe during the break that he would do it. Nothing's happened as of yet.
Yep.
There's still time. But what I'm saying, I just think in order for him to save face and kind of just show this team is serious about trying to win, get back in the column, right? You got to make a big move.
You got to make a move, I think. I don't know how big it has to necessarily be.
What would your, I guess, dream scenario with your current roster, current players that are possibly, you know, up for grabs? What do you think would be enough to really kind of bring the vibes back, I guess?
It's tough for me to say. I kept looking at the rumor mill about Noah Dobson being potentially available from the Islanders.
Yeah.
And to me, that screams trade Dylan Cousins and something else within the package for Noah Dobson. That helps out your defense, getting you a defensive partner that solidifies your top four.
Mm-hmm.
But also, it gives you an opportunity to try to start over a little bit again.
Yeah. A clean slate-ish.
Cousins has been a little bit of a dip in his production. Not a little bit. It's been a consistent dip over the last 2 years now.
Yeah.
That
we're going down the sledding hill. The little snowball turned into a boulder.
It's unfortunate. Mm-hmm. That's the problem. Cousins, $7.1 million over the next 5 years. It's not an easy contract to move either.
No.
But you do need to make sure that if you're going to do it, you get a respectable piece back because he's still young enough. He's only 24.
Yeah.
And remember, a lot of people were giving up on Casey Mittelstadt to a point where the Sabres did manage to smartly trade him on a 1-for-1 last year. He has not fit in Colorado.
They sold high, and they
managed
to
sell high. But Mittelstadt last year was having the statistical success that everyone was hoping for from Cousins.
Yep.
But it was around this time, though.
He did not start the season very well. It was post All-Star break where he was the Mittelstadt that got traded and they sold high.
Yeah, I think that they might want to just move on just so that you can see what you can do with Isaac Rusain. Because that's a man that is languishing in the AHL right now.
Yeah.
Like, yes, they are top of the AHL. I do believe as of like a couple days ago they were. At the end of the day, get him some NHL games.
Yeah.
He doesn't need to be here for the rest of the year, but I would like to see Isaac Rosane getting another eight to ten games.
Yeah.
To close it out. And how do you do that? Well, you got to open up some space, I think. And Cousins needs a fresh start. Getting a piece back like a Noah Dobson would be huge for you. And it gives you a little bit of an opportunity to then just kind of think freely. Like, you need to go ahead and grab a top six forward next offseason. Even more so. And now you have the space to do it.
Yeah.
Because now the player's not there. Not even just talking about the contract. The player's not there.
Yeah. I think there's, you know, it's definitely interesting for me to look at. I want to be in. I really do. It would take them doing something, though, for me to be like, okay, this team's serious. They're looking to get themselves in a better position and haven't seen that yet. And the more I talk about it, the less I truly believe that something is going to happen before the deadline.
Yeah.
You know, like,
it's not easy to do by the deadline, but, you know, with the Four Nations break, there's probably talks, you know, there's chatter.
Yeah.
Something like that. You go ahead and you mention something, a thing or two.
Well, you hope Kevin Adams, I mean, it's where he's historically been a little more chatty, right?
Yeah.
So you would hope he maybe did start a couple conversations, whatever it may lead to. But, you know, you hope in this case, you do hope past results guarantee future outcomes. And he did kind of maybe start a few conversations and get the ball rolling on maybe a couple things.
Yeah, it would be nice to see as well, because you saw heading into the Four Nations break, Kevin Weeks saying that teams are interested in Cousins. So there might be a little bit of a market building up there as well.
Yep.
It still might be something that is an off-season trade. But if there's something that can help fans kind of come back for the rest of this season, a move helps. That is genuinely something to it. Because you are dead last in the Eastern Conference. You are dead last by 6 points in the Eastern Conference.
Yeah, even it's not like it's a one-point
deficit.
Even from
15th, deficit. You are 6 points away.
Yeah.
So there's not much that you can do to end this season. What can you do for Sabres fans to try to show a little bit of promise to get them back for next year? There's a lot of work that you have to do, and it starts with the general manager and Kevin Adams, and he has to do something.
Well, and that's the thing, right? The coach has been changed.
The coach has been changed. Typically, that means that the last target is you.
Yes. Right. And it's going to – as much as his first two seasons, I really did like Kevin Adams. His drafting, everything was looking really positive. you're starting to see a little bit of, it's year five now. Like, these questions need to be asked, and you need to have answers, and there are no answers.
Yeah.
If he has an answer and pulls one out, okay, that's a different conversation. You know,
I'm looking at the trade bait board from TSN, by the way. Seth Jones is on there at number 7. Why?
I know.
That man has, you want to, I said something about Dylan Cousins' contract being tough to move. Seth Jones is $9.5 million over the next 5 years.
Yeah.
How are you moving that? How are you moving that in any sort of deadline? That is cap massaging that has to happen in an offseason trade. I don't know why his name is on that board.
Shouldn't be.
You know who else is on this board, though? Old friend Rasmus Ristolainen.
No, let's not do the nostalgia route.
I'm not saying that the Sabres get him. I'm saying that he's an interesting trade piece this year and next year because his contract is dwindling down.
Right.
And he is a bottom-pairing defenseman that probably fits pretty well for some teams that are, say, like Columbus, a team that has a good amount of cap room. You want to bolster your bottom-pair defense. You go and trade for Rasmus Ristolainen for the playoff push. Like, that would... It's going to be interesting to see if Risto ends up playing a playoff game before the Buffalo Sabres do.
Yeah, that wouldn't surprise me.
Disheartening. The way it's gone.
I mean, Kyle Okposo has a Stanley Cup victory. So, but I mean, it wouldn't surprise me in the slightest.
Yeah, but trades, I think, is the best way for the NHL to continue to grab on the fan interest. And I think that a trade from the Sabres can help not get people back all the way. There's only one way to do that at this point. Win hockey games.
Right.
The start of your season was actually looking really promising, and then that 13-game losing streak did you in.
Oh, yeah. I remember the show. The show before that happened. They were in a playoff spot.
And we were giddy about the team's prospects.
Yes. And here we are.
Here we are. Back to the same old, and you hope that that's
it's not even the same old, same old.
So, for me, get some trades. Have some fun. See what kind of players can move around at the deadline, including Four Nations participant Brock Nelson.
Absolutely.
That's another one there.
Yeah. Test your luck. Why not?
Nelson's got 49 points this year in 53 games, by the way. So his spot on Team USA was kind of warranted.
Here's the question. What do you have to lose? Nothing. You have nothing to lose.
I mean, you have assets to lose.
I mean, yeah. Like, but I'm saying you have a GM who's looking to make a move, who needs to make a move.
Oh, excuse me, he has 33 points on the season. I don't know why they have it goals and points. But still.
Yeah.
33 points for Brock Nelson. That's a nice middle sixer that you can add.
Right.
To a team going for a championship.
But you need to go out there and make a move.
Even teams within, like, striking distance in the Eastern Conference where it is a jumbled mess.
Yeah. Yeah. It's ridiculous.
We'll talk more about this and about other things here. James Cook making comments of not wanting any drama when it comes to negotiating for a new contract. Start of spring training. There was something with the Yankees where there was a strange amount of pomp and circumstance with their...
a little bit.
With their stuff there. And, of course, Booty Cheek of the Week coming up next here. Derek Kramer, Joe Calley. This is Sports Talk Saturday, live from Batavia Downs here on WGR.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey's State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry and get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy. We'll be right back.